From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has renewed the operating license for Ameren's Callaway Nuclear Power Plant through the year 2044. But Veronique LaCapra reports that ongoing litigation could cancel that renewal.
Late last year, the Missouri Coalition for the Environment and others filed suit against the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, alleging its licensing process doesn't take into account the impacts of storing nuclear waste long term. That litigation is still ongoing, but Ameren's Sarah Kovaleski says the NRC was within its rights to grant Callaway's license renewal.
The NRC has a process where they can approve applications for license renewal that are under contention as long as the environmental and the safety reviews are complete and the applicant has met all of the requirements for license renewal.
If that license renewal is later set aside by the courts, Callaway would revert to its original license, which is still valid until 2024. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Three Missouri lawmakers want to put regulations on what some call legal loans, or loans issued to help keep people afloat during lawsuits. Missouri currently does not regulate these lenders. However, lobbyist Eric Schuler, who lobbies on behalf of the lenders, testified in favor of one of the bills during yesterday's hearing of the House Banking Committee.
If nothing happens, we'll still be operating here, and I think with no problems, no issues.
All three bills require lenders to register with the state, but differ when it comes to certain penalties and caps on interest rates. Mid-Missouri residents may soon have access to a more accurate weather forecast. KBIA's Rose Schmidt has more.
MU is installing a new radar as part of the Missouri Transit Project. The 5-year project looks at the impact of climate change on plant productivity and communities in Missouri. Neil Fox is an associate professor of atmospheric science at MU. He says the radar will cover the gap between the National Weather Service's current radars in Kansas City and St. Louis.
The main benefit will be this observation near the surface. So we're going to see what's happening really close to the ground, which obviously when we're interested in the rainfall, we want to see what's hitting the ground.
Fox says the radar will also help improve coverage of severe weather, such as tornadoes. The radar will be placed at MU's South Farm Research Center before the summer starts. Rose Schmidt, KBIA News.
A House committee heard four different bills yesterday dealing with welfare benefits in Missouri. The bills include work requirements and a 2-year lifetime limit for financial assistance. Camdenton Republican Representative Diane Franklin sponsored one of the bills.
The state is not the end-all to helping people move from a point where they need a helping hand to being in the workforce.
Opponents of the legislation say the bills would hurt the children of families in need of assistance. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.